meters. I had a little opening the other day. It was pretty good, you know?
The only place I got 6 meters is in my vehicle, and I don't have an antenna for it right now. Most of the time I'm on 10. I can push that antenna possibly to 12 and 15, pushing it.
The boys tipped me off to it. Normally I don't listen to 6, but it was pretty good. Pretty good. Simplex was pretty good.
Yeah, my little HF radio I got at home don't have 6. It just goes 10 through 160 or whatever.
What are you using on the low bands there, Rocky?
In my truck, I got an 857, and at home, I've got the Elinco DXSR8T. Little compact, very easy to use radio, very simple. It's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's a nice radio. That's a nice radio, that Elinco. I like that.
HRO had it on sale, so I decided to buy it. I bought the tuner at the same time. And I've got the Elinco EMS-14 desk mic on it.
How do you like the Yaesu radio? How do you like that? Why did you go with the ICOM?
I don't know. I just never was turned on by ICOM. I like the Elincos, I like the Kenwoods, and I have a Yaesu also that I use at home for my 2 meter and 440. I got the 7900.
Nice radio. 7900 is very, very nice. Matter of fact, they got a little sale on TYT. I noticed the 220 and the 220 megahertz HD for 5 watts and the 2 meter combined. The dual band is nice little HD radio.
82BOR. Yeah, for HTs, I have a Bofang. That's my knock-around radio. And I have a THF-6 at my girlfriend's house. And I also have an Elinco dual band that are in the garage at her house, too.
That's super. Hey, yeah, that's a nice radio. That's a nice radio, that Bofang. Very nice. Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. Well, the rain stops, so now. God knows what's going to happen here in the next half hour. Maybe we'll get some more rain. Who knows? Looks very ominous. Clouds look like we're going to get hit with a major downpour within the next half hour, 40 minutes.
That's okay. What's left of everybody's grass could use it.
Man, my neighbor's lawn is completely shot. Chinch bugs, everything. You name it, he's got it. It's a crime. I tell you. It's, you know, a little ounce of prevention, man. You can save yourself from all that headache. Some people are into it, some people are not. But, you know, you keep it simple and you don't have to have those problems. And it's a pretty rough problem when those little bugs nest in your lawn. Forget about it. Year to year to year, they just keep multiplying.
I got a better idea. Put some concrete on it and do like the old Italians did. Paint it green.
You know, when I went in 1957, when I was my father paid for a super trip for my mother and I to go to Italy to go see my grandmother, which was for the last time. You know, they used to do things like that. You know, most people don't realize that. You know, the bon voyage, you know, before you die. And my grandmother had to be 80 years old at that time, and I went to her house. And she had one of these houses like Don Cheech. You know Don Cheech up there drinking a wine, sipping a wine there, you know? You know? And the mother goes to see the Don Cheech, you know? Well, the whole front of the house was that fine gravel. You know, like that nice fine gravel? I remember playing in that fine gravel.
Well, in 1957, you weren't too old, considering you must have been about 5 years old. I think you were born in 52. Surprised you remember all that stuff.
Yeah, I remember sitting in the, my mother's brother, my cousin. He had a nice bicycle with balloon tires, and I remember sitting in his basket while he'd take me into town. I remember that very well. I'll tell you a great story. I got chastised for letting all the chickens into the house, let them fly all around the house. My mother got after me about that. I couldn't tell you. We had a very nice family in those days, you know, from the old country. You know what I mean?
KD2BOR. Well, if my mother would have went after me, she would have had the pancake spatula in her hand.
Funny, it was so hilarious, I remember. And I remember my mother screaming at me that everybody started to laugh when they walked into the room. And by the end of the next 5 minutes, everybody was laughing like crazy, you know. And had a little outhouse back there and everything. It's really, really nice. Beautiful.
The only thing I've seen of Italy is what I've seen on TV. When I was born, my grandparents and all their kids were already over here.
Yeah, well, that's like my wife. My wife is third generation. You know, my wife is third generation. Her family all come from Avellino. They're all Neapolitans, you know, Napolitans. So, that's the way it goes, baby, you know. I like the fact I can look back and I can think upon all that. It's very interesting, you know. Very, very interesting those days. Different kind of days than today, you know.
Yep, yep. I know exactly what you mean. Be right back. Gonna see a man about a horse. KD2BOR.
W2YP on the Madison Avenue Bridge. W2YP standing by.
KB2 in LA.
This is the legend. How are you, Chris? Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Okay, we got a little rain in and out of rain here this morning, and we're talking about the old days, you know, the old days. And up there, Chris.
Repeat.
I'm in a bad spot right now. Is it raining? Is it raining up there by you? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like a drizzle. It's not even raining right now.
Supposed to get a major storm today. Major storm. There's supposed to be a storm yesterday at 3 o'clock. I didn't see it. It must have flew by. It must have hit the Long Island Sound, as they say. Harlem River Drive. 10 minutes after one, ladies and gentlemen, and we're on the way. We're on the chariot, and we're moving very well here with nobody on the road. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, well, I'm just rolling my chair around my room right now. That's all I'm doing.
My daughter broke her phone, and Verizon sent her another one, but it's the wrong phone. So she had to turn it back. She had to return it. So hopefully she'll get another one maybe today or tomorrow. Boy, I tell you, these kids, they go through phones like you wouldn't believe, you know. I should have stock in the phone business.
I did the insurance for a while with the phones, and it was costing me more money. So now what I do is I deduct money out of their allowance and allow them to purchase their new phone with their own money that they earned, and they seem to not break them as easy.
You know, a lot of it is carelessness. That's what it is. You know, I got my old phone. I still have my old phone. I have my company phone, which I use from time to time. But they're creeps about using the phone, the company is, because they itemize it. I couldn't believe it. When that happened to me, I was talking to someone. I forgot who it was. Finance guy at the station. He says, you know, it seems that you're running too many phone calls. I said, look, what do you want from me? You know? I said, you want me to use my personal phone? It's no, I didn't mean anything by it. We're just looking to make sure that the phones are not being abused. Imagine this here. You got a multi-zillion dollar corporation and they're worrying about 75 cents. It's amazing.
KB2NLA. My administrator years ago did that to me. Had me go into the office and he said, I got to talk to you about your phone. I said, which phone? My personal or the one that you guys give me? He's like, no, the town phone. Okay. So he's like, you know, he's like, you call a lot of people with it. So I said, yeah, well, you know, if you hand me the sheet I'll show you the phone numbers and who they are on my phone. So he's like, yeah, you know, it's just, we'd like to keep an eye on it. I said, okay. And I said, thank you for letting me know, and I'll try and keep it short when I'm calling these vendors. So he's like, no, it's all right, it's all right. And I took the phone out of my pocket, and I put it down on his desk. Let me let it drop. So he's like, what are you doing? I said, well, next time somebody calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning and wakes me up out of bed, it'll wake you up instead, and then you can learn why you get so many phone calls. And with that, I turned and walked out of his office. He chased after me. No, don't worry about it. He never asked anybody again.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And, thank God I just got off 96th Street, man. Beautiful. What wall-to-wall traffic now. They must be doing construction again. Unbelievable. Thank God.
My friend Lisa was in the city. She went to a concert. She's been battling traffic coming back across the bridge now for almost an hour and a half.
What concert was that, Chris? What concert are you talking about?
I try not to pay too much attention to Facebook. I think it might have been Billy Joel.
Over at, that's in Brooklyn. Oh, my God. Look at this traffic underneath Gracie Mansion. Oh, they got some keys to run there to do this. Look at this. They routed everything down to one lane. It's wall-to-wall traffic.
N1OU.
Hey, how are you there, young man? Did you get my package?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Very nice picture. How was the trip down to the George?
The trip down to the George is very good.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. I'm going to start heading out. I'm bringing my son into Rocky to get his car. This repeater's having problems. I'm parked in front of my house. Once I start to move, it's going to be tough for me to communicate. But I just wanted to thank you again, Mike. I appreciate it.
Listen, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. I thought of you right away. And you know something? If you're ever in the city, you come look me up and I'll give you a full tour of the whole place. How about that?
Sounds great. I appreciate it. I'll definitely take you up on that. Down the road a piece. All right, let me head out of here. I got one son just went before me. He's on his way down to Washington, D.C., back to college, and I'm taking Matthew in to see Rocky. Rocky, if you're listening, we're leaving now.
All right, Charlie, I got you. KD2BOR.
All right, I'll give you a call as I get closer into the range of the repeater. Talk to you later, and good morning, Chris. I didn't want to forget about you. Let me get going. N1LU Mobile.
Good morning. Get yourself a coffee.
That's the first stop, 73N1LU.
And good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Rocky, I'm mad at my daughter. I asked her to give me a ride in the Jeep. She made me get in the back.
Surprised she didn't charge you for chauffeuring you around.
Charge me $20 of gas plus Starbucks? Come on.
All right, you got charged. What am I thinking? Hey, Mike, if you're still there, it's raining here.
I'm sure you turned it over to me, Rocky. It's raining down here now, but I'm on York Avenue, and it's flaky. Flaky repeater service here on York Avenue.
All right, very good. If we lose you, have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you later. KD2BOR.
Still here. I'm not going anywhere. I hear you guys. Chris, you can pick it up. Go ahead, Chris.
I ripped apart a closet. I got a 5x4 closet in my room trying to find stuff for a radio, and I couldn't find it. And I couldn't see, so I put a light in it. I ran the wires and put a light in it with a switch and everything now.
Did you get that radio in your wife's car?
Oh yeah, the 7000, that's all ready to go. just take the magnetic antenna, throw it up on the roof, and pull the head unit out of the glove box.
82BOR, are you going just with BH and UHF? You're not doing any HF, are you?
Yeah, I was thinking about putting the HF antenna also with the tuner, but the way 10 meters has been running lately, I figured to forget it.
Yeah, I know. When I got home yesterday, I went on 28385. I started throwing my call sign out. It was basically dead. I thought I heard somebody way in the distance, but couldn't make out what they were saying.
Me and Paul, NZ2K, sometimes at nighttime we'll go on it, but pretty dead.
You know what I can't understand, Chris? I think I mentioned to you this before. I can't believe how open the other band is, and I'm surprised that 10 is not.
Well, if you monitor 11, you know, you can hear 1,000 people trying to talk to 2 miles on 11, and then you go up to 10 and you hear nothing.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I just can't believe that. They're not that far apart. I would think they have the same characteristics, but the other day I got a short skip over to Ohio. The guy was really amazed. Long Island was skipping over me, and he was here in Long Island, but I couldn't hear Long Island. So we went up 5 KC's and we're talking for a while.
By the time I put this NFET up, I think HF is going to be dead.
They were talking about that on the CBS net yesterday, how dead the bands are.
I think I'm going to run up to Promise Park tomorrow morning and see what guys are hanging out.
82BOR, is that that coffee clutch that meets at the mall all the time?
Yeah.
Where'd you go, Mike? You still in there?
It comes the rain, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming down. It's coming down heavy now. Chris, it's Mike. You still copy me?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Coming down heavy now, bro.
Yeah, I haven't looked outside. Like I said, 20 minutes ago, it was only drizzling over here. When I come back from vacation, I'm going to put a outside light controlled from this room so I can look out the back window and then turn the light on.
Why is that?
Well, in order to turn the light on outside, I have to walk over to the kitchen area. So I've got to go through the house to get there. So I figure if I put a switch in here with a separate light shining in the backyard.
Not a bad idea.
Is still copying me? Go ahead.
Yeah, you're still in there.
And I wish you guys a good day. It's starting to rain. I got a parking spot right in front of the building, which is a good thing. I just step out, but it's really starting to heavy come down heavy. Charlie hears me. I wish you all the best.
All right, take care, Mike. Have a good day.
73, Mike.
Start the boat up in Zazalut as we stay in Yiddish, okay?
Uh-huh.
Say Segunish Elfin. All right? Max Link, Segunish Elfin.
Hey, Chris, they must really want to sell these 857s. They got an $80 rebate on them right now.
Yeah, they're still selling a lot. I saw Gigaparts is actually temporarily out of stock like 2 weeks ago.
HRO has got an open box sale also on them. And another 10% off. And then with the $80, the final price, $662.
I should tell my buddy Tim, who wanted to go to Bell CB in Florida and buy a $300 Galaxy. I keep telling him, you know, stay away from those CBs and get yourself a 857.
Those those radios are no good. You know that. I had one. I had that 6900, that 400-something watt job. I got rid of it. Thank God I got my money back out of it. It was a piece of garbage.
I don't know if I told you. I found a box with some old microphones. I found an old Turner M2 Plus U. I found three different Turner microphones, desk mics. I found an M1 series, a static.
82BOR. Chris, if you ever started putting that stuff up on eBay, you'd have your 991 right away.
I can put the microphones on eBay, $50, as is, and radios, $50, as is, and still have enough money for the 991.
I can't believe these idiots on eBay. Here's 1-857. They've got bid up to $625 with 11 minutes to go. For another $35, you could have a new one.
Yeah, everybody gets caught up in eBay. I used to be like that. Gotta see how much you could bid somebody. I haven't bought... In fact, eBay sends me, "We miss you." Because I have not purchased anything off of eBay in almost a year now.
You know, I get some little odds and ends here. You know, connector, this, that, I bought that cable. Nothing big. Last big thing I bought was this RF concept, so, and I got lucky on that. It works perfect.
I just bought 12 Amphenol connectors for the LMR400 through a guy who I originally bought from eBay, but I was able to purchase it directly from him with PayPal this time.
When I got that original vent for the Jeep, he's got a piece of paper in there that I can buy from him direct and use PayPal. I tell you, I got the other vent, and it's got the adjusters on it.
That's good. Did he give you a return receipt?
No. I'm going to wait for him. I'm not paying to return something that I didn't order. Matter of fact, I'm going to send him an email today and see what he wants to do. I don't want to just leave him hanging, you know? He was nice enough to send the next one out right away.
I had a guy send me the wrong microphone one time, and I contacted him, and he sent a return receipt to me to send it to the guy directly, and then that guy sent it directly to me, and about 3 days later, the guy sent me, as a thank you, he sent me a D104 thanking me.
Not bad. Nice guy. I got this 857 up in my watch list. I just want to see what the final bid is going to be on this thing in 10 minutes. And also, besides the price of the radio, they're charging $37.10 shipping. So now you're paying way over HRO.
A cousin of mine bought their son a brand new Mustang, just got his license, and for his license, birthday, and graduation, they bought him a brand new 2015 Mustang GT. 16 miles, he wrecked it.
I don't believe a kid that age should have a car with that power. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. He sprained his wrist, bruised his shoulder, you know, took off, and the witness told the police that he did a burnout, and the car spun around and went right into a telephone pole.
Too much power, like I said. I've test drove one of those cars. It's just unbelievable they can get away from you so easy. Even when I had my 65, it wasn't so light. That thing with the fishtail on me, if I came out hard with it, unbelievable.
Well, I did it with Kayla, you know, when she had her permit. I took her out in the Merc a couple times, and I made her get up onto the highway, and you know, just so she could feel what the power is, you know, and I got her to jump on it a little, so she understood what it was.
82 BOR, BOR. You know, even those cars, you know yourself, that Grand Marquis can get away from you very easily. Wet pavement, unbelievable.
Yeah, I said to my wife, I said, he's going to take it right, you know, she's like, no, he's a good driver. I'm like, okay, that's too much car.
You know, it's amazing, Chris, what is a too much car today? You can buy these little Hondas with the horsepower they got coming out of these four-cylinder motors now with all that variable valve timing. What doesn't have a turbo on it? You know, everything's built. The technology today, you know, is completely different than we remember.
My 1985 GLH turbo. That was a, you know, I could never imagine somebody allowing a brand new driver, you know, 17-year-old kid driving that car. That thing was uncontrollable.
Look at these Chargers. Look at the Corvettes. Look at the new Grand Cherokee. You can get that six-something Hemi in it. What do you need it for? I liked the power when I was younger. Now I don't care. I drive 25 miles an hour in the city.
KC2LZ.
Great station. Pick it up.
KC2ALZ, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Good to hear you again. 82BOR. Rocky and Carney.
Yeah, how you doing tonight? Yeah, I just was listening to you for a second there about the cars. Yeah, definitely a lot of the cars now, they got a lot of power, but the older cars were definitely a lot more raw. You know, like the power was, you could feel it a lot more. Now everything's kind of dampered.
Yeah, I get your point there. Don't forget, those big old Chevelles with them big motors in it, you had some weight to a car. Everything today doesn't weigh anything.
Yeah, I had a 5.0 Mustang, like the Fox body, like the 1988 was, I think I was 17 years old, and that was a lot of car for a 17-year-old, but I never, I guess I was a good driver.
Yeah, Ford's the one who started that power stuff again. You know, Buick tried to do it with that Grand National, but Ford, when he started putting them V8s back in the Mustangs, they were starting to be the power hungry again.
Oh, by the way, do I sound better today?
Well, you're not chopping out the way you were yesterday, cutting out.
Okay, good. I've just been doing a little work on, like, everything is just, like, just fired stuff, and fix some stuff up, so hopefully it's getting better.
What do you think, Chris? I don't hear him cutting out like he did yesterday.
Sounds very good.
Okay, cool. I mean, so things I've been doing are working.
Collie, I don't know if you're listening. Where are you right now?
Yeah, I'm here, Rocky. Not very far. I just stopped to get coffee. I got stuck in traffic on the Merritt because of the construction. I'm just getting ready to cross over the New York border. I'm going over the Tappan Zee. I want to show my son where the Palisades is and which way he's going home.
Okay, very good. I'm going to jump out and go get another cup of coffee. KD2BOR.
You got plenty of time. I'll give you a call when I get closer. N1LU.
Did you hear anything about the radio there, Charlie?
No, nothing yet.
Wish they put trackers systems like they have in the phones and the radios. Her, lost her phone yesterday. She said she forgot where she left it. She was able to punch it up on the computer and tell her she left it at her friend's house. And she's like, oh, I wasn't even there. I said, yeah, you were.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I was going to ask you guys, this is KC2LZ, Brian, do you guys recommend, buying, I was looking on eBay as for, an Astron, used, power supplies, because I need something a little more powerful. I mean, I've had the same power supply for an Astron for years, but it's not powerful enough for my mobile. Or should I just go with a new one?
How many amperage is the one you have now?
Oh, they work fine. Depends on the amperage you get. I've got a 35 amp Astron, and I run a couple of radios off of it, even a 100 watt HF rig off of it, and it works fine.
Right now I got, I think it's 10 amps, but 7.5 continuous, I think it says on it. It's good enough to run the Mirage BD 35 amp, but it's not enough for the mobile.
Yeah, I bet you it's struggling to run that amplifier. That's pretty low amperage for a power supply. You got to get at least something that's 25 amps, but 35 amp is a good power supply to get. And you can pick them up used pretty cheap. Check Universal Radio. They've got a used website. Is it Universal? Yeah, I think it's Universal. They have used websites. Sometimes they show up there. Another place is Associated Radio. If you go on QTH, I think they have used stuff, but yeah, 35 amp used Astron should do fine. You'll be able to run the amp and the radio at the same time.
Okay, gotcha. So I should go for 35. Astron is a good brand, right?
What was that?
So I should go with an Astron, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of different companies out there, but that's the only one that I know anything about. I use them, and I've used them for years.
Okay, well, because I was looking at the RS-20, but that shit, that I would only be able to run, one thing at a time with that, right?
Well, you might be able to run both, but it would be struggling. You don't want to put a lot of, you'll shorten the lifespan of the power supply if you run it to the max, so I think you'd do better if you could find it like a 25 or a 30 amp, 35.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, this is actually the Astron I have right now. I've had it for like years, probably from like 1995, and it still works.
Yeah, I've had mine for a while, but I don't want to talk about it because I'm afraid I'll jinx it. But yeah, they last, there's not much to them. You know, as long as you don't overdrive them by putting too much stuff on them, they should last forever. You know, especially if you use them on a regular basis, keep the capacitors going. They should last for a long time. You store them in a closet for 10 years, and, all bets are off.
Yeah, I mean, I might be pushing it too much right now. You're right with the, HT amp, that BD35 is probably like pushing it right to the limit, because it says it has a 7 amp draw on the specs on the amp, and it's...
Especially when you double it up with, the HT driving the amp, you'd probably be better off just using the mobile at medium power, put less stress on the power supply.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on the side for a while. I got my son here, and he's not a ham radio enthusiast, so let me just put it on the side. Good hearing you again this morning, Brian. And when LU Mobile.
Okay, Charlie, nice talking to you.
I have the Astron 35 with the meters, and I'm running four radios on it right now. And, you don't talk on all four, but even my IC7000 ICOM, I can run that 100 watts and never have a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe the power supply does not have enough power to run this amp, because it's only putting out 25 watts on 2 meters, and it's supposed to be like 45, so I'm not, unless there's something wrong with my meter.
Yeah,
worst thing for an amplifier if you run it doesn't have enough amps going into it.
It's bad for the it's bad for the amplifier and the power supply. It's bad for everything basically.
I have one of those pyramid switching power supplies. I think it's a P300V, something like that, 30 amp. I used to run my Texas Star 350 high drive off of it. The only reason why I don't like it is because it has a fan that constantly runs. It's noisy.
Yeah, the one I got just has heat sinks on the back, but it's a small one. Yeah, I'm definitely going to invest in getting something bigger because I don't want to ruin my...
The new RS-35M like I have now goes for $199. I picked mine up at a ham fest for, I think, $75.
You said RS is a 35M?
Yeah, it's RS-35M. You don't really need the meters. That one goes for $25 less.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now on eBay. One with a meter on it, it's like 145, and then they have one with 2 meters on it, that's 189.
Yeah, I'd stay away from eBay with a power supply. If you go on QRZ.com, you might be able to find one, or like Charlie just recommended, you want to get something that is from an amateur radio operator that takes a little more care with his equipment than, you know, getting it from somebody, you know, that used it for a CB.
Yeah, I got you. I'm going to look at it right now, actually. Thank you. I'm on kind of a limited budget for this, so I'm probably going to... I don't want to spend much more than 100 maybe at the most, so...
82 VOR.
AB2NLA.
Hey, Brian, on QTH, an Astron, RS-35M, power supply, supply in good condition, 115 plus shipping, and that's got the meters on front of it.
That's on QRZ?
QTH. Just punch up QTH, go to their used, and there's a search. You can punch in Astron RS-35M, and it should come up. KK4WS is the call sign that's selling it.
Okay, I'm checking it out right now. Thank you, KC2LZ.
Yeah, when you get to the search, you don't even have to punch in the model number. Just punch in the guy's call sign, KK4WS, and it should come up.
Can you repeat the call sign one more time?
Kilo, Kilo, 4, Whiskey, I guess it's S, I don't know what S is, Sierra. Sometimes you gotta email the guy and see if he still has it, because a lot of these guys don't pull their ads down when they sell something, but you can email the person. There's a place to click on it and email them.
Okay, I see it right here. 115 plus shipping. Okay, cool. I wonder if the shipping's a lot. It's pretty heavy.
you gotta weigh it out. Yeah, I don't know what the shipping would be on something like that. I got a 75 amp MFJ power supply. My girlfriend bought it for me for Christmas a couple years ago. I don't even know what the shipping was on that.
Yeah, I'm going to email this guy and see if he still has it. How much the shipping would be to New York.
Well, I'm looking at an RS-20A on QTH, 20 amp. Said the unit weighs 20 pounds. And the shipping is $40, so that'll give you an idea.
Gotcha. Okay. There's people out there that run like, they use like car batteries as like emergency power. Have you ever seen that?
I guess so. I imagine that's the way you would have to do it. I've never done it myself, even during Sandy. The only thing I had working was my mobile and my HT.
Yeah, that was terrible. I didn't have power for a week.
Rocky, I went to my foot surgeon today and got another month.
Oh, Jesus. Well, how do they check that, Chris? Did they x-ray you, or what does he check?
Yeah, he does a series of x-rays every time.
Oh, Jesus. Another month. We're gonna have to put you in a jacket pretty soon.
Yeah, I said to him, thanks, I'm gonna be walking around in Wildwood. He's like, yeah. He's like, Wildwood on the boardwalk in a booth, that's gonna be great.
Might have to get one of those little carts and let them push you around. Way this is going, I hope you make the fall Barraham Fest.
Yeah.
I should email Noel, N2OEL, to see if he's got a sidecar for his hub around.
Sidecar.
That picture would be a million words. And you two riding around and you in the sidecar. Oh my God, I can picture it.
It makes me want to build it.
KC2LZ. Yeah, I was just looking up some radios right now. I haven't looked on the other mobile. I was looking at a mobile from the E2. It's got a pretty cool looking screen on it. EM400DR.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty expensive radio, isn't it?
Super expensive, $619. It's out of my range right now, but it's really cool looking.
BORA. Chris, I know what you mean about power supplies with noisy fans. Willie P gave me a pyramid 20 amp. Just gave it to me. When I turn it on, it sounds like a jet plane.
That's the one I bought over at Dungeon Breath that time, Advanced Specialties. And, I mean, it was cheap, you know, $119 for a switching 30 amp power supply. You'd have to run it 20 feet away from you because the fan is so noisy.
Yeah, that MFJ 75 amp, that's got two fans on it. You gotta hear that thing when it takes off.
Yeah, but the MFJ isn't bad because the fans only turn on when it heats up. Those pyramid day, you can't shut them off.
Well, my 75 amp, when I turn it on, the fans are running at a very slow speed. And if I start, you know, doing the HF radio on it, it doesn't speed up too much. But when I had that Ranger with the 400 watts, I thought I had a jet plane in my room. That's what Brian's going to have to do if he wants to keep his costs down. He's not going to get a regulated supply. They're going to be a lot more. He's going to have to go with a switcher.
I never had a problem with that switching, and I ran, you know, like I said, the Texas Star 350 high drive with that Emperor 10-meter radio on it, and it never gave me a problem.
Now, all my power supplies are switching. I got the Radio Shack one here that I got for half price that's running the radios, and I got this one I got off of eBay, some QJE 30 amp, and it's handling the box pretty good. You know, they're all the same garbage, Chris. I'm looking on eBay right now. I'm looking at a 30 amp power supply with Deathstream name on it. Then right underneath of it, same supply with an MFJ name on it.
Did any of you guys ever have the Kenwood 78A, the HT?
Which one is that, Brian?
I forgot I used to have one. They're drove the Kenwood handheld 78A, I think it was CH-78A.
Bander?
No, it was a dual bander, and I'm looking up right now. So yeah, it's the Kenwood TH-78A. This from I had this like in the mid to late 90s. I thought it was a cool radio back then.
Hey Brian, how far are you from Hamburg, New York?
I could look it up. I'm not sure offhand.
That is a guy that sells on eBay, K1CRA. He's in Hamburg, New York. I just thought maybe he has a storefront or something and you wouldn't have to pay this garbage to eBay. I don't know if he's got a store. He might have to pay the taxes. He's got this Jetstream, same as the MFJ. 30-amp adjustable power supply with a meter on the front. $91.95. Free shipping.
Yeah, that Hamburg, New York is very far away from me. It's like all the way over it's like on the other side of the state. It's pretty far.
Oh well, I just thought it was a thought.
I guess I'm just gonna have to order one online, I guess. There's nothing really around here that sells anything. This tri-band Kenwood I've had since 2004, it's still $314, I just looked it up on one of these websites, it's pretty expensive, so.
Tri-band Kenwood, what are you talking about, the HT?
Yeah, the THF6.
Yeah, that's a no-no to say on this repeater right now.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, I'm only kidding about that. Charlie that's coming down there, unfortunately, misplaced his coming back from California.
Oh, yeah, he said that yesterday. I like using the HT, though, because I like to scan some stuff, too, and it has much more of a range than the mobile, you know?
Yep. Charlie, where are you? Charlie, KD2BOR.
Hey, I just got on 46 up here in Fort Lee. Just want to let you know where I am.
Hey, very good. Yeah, I just called for you a little while ago. I figured maybe you had a radio turned down. All right, we'll be here.
All right, very good. N1LU mobile.
All right, guys, I got to get out of here. The lights just got switched off.
73, Chris.
73, Chris. It'll be nice when you wear the pants in the family. Take care, N1LU.
I just heard it. That's right. I'm in the other room.
Take care, N1LU, Claire. Claire and listening.
All right, take care. And Brian, good talking with you again. KAB2NLA, I'm going to be clear.
KAB2NLA, Chris, have a good night, man. KC2L. Oh, yeah, I had a question, though. Charlie, are you there?
Straight home, so that'll get it a nice hour.
He's gonna freeze his butt off when he gets in the car. I just stuck my hand in there and it's like a meat locker.
Yeah, well, he won't use the air, I'm sure, this time of the morning, although we're using it right now.
We'll have to stand it in this shop for 5 minutes. You'll be glad to get in the car, and it's like a meat locker. I got fans going here. I can't take this humidity anymore.
Yeah, I know the feeling. All right, we'll be there in a couple of minutes. KD2BOR and 1LU Mobile.
Very good, KD2BOR. I don't believe in that. that stuff, but maybe a couple of those small bottles of 5-hour energy might have been a good thing, too, but I don't believe in that. I wouldn't even ever drink that stuff.
His diet, he usually drinks regular soda, which I try to tell him that's the worst thing you can drink, but the stuff I gave him is diet.
All right. Now, was it the mailman, the public service man, or the waterman? That kid is big.
Hey, can you believe he fits in that Honda?
Yeah, he fit into it after he moved the seat back, because I had to pull the seat up a little bit.
But yeah, he pulls it way back. He pulls it as far back as it'll go. And then he's kind of stuffed in there. But he likes the smaller car. He likes to drive my car rather than his mother's. He says he feels like he's in a bus in his mother's car.
Still right behind you? Can you tell?
But yeah, he's right behind me. There's another car behind him that's bright. Pissed off he's going so slow.
Back with that car that's behind him.
I actually thought he drove a little faster than his brother, but I guess not.
How far is it between your job and getting him up on the Palisades?
Well, the Palisades is up near, you know, the George Washington Bridge, so it's a little bit of a ride. But, you know, it's a short day for me today. It's a short work week. So I don't have to be to work any special time. All I have to do is 5 hours.
Oh, that's good. You'll be glad to get back home and calm your wife down.
Yeah, well, hopefully before I get home, Chris will have called her and told her that he's home, that he's there, and she'll be calmed down. The first thing she's waiting for is Matt to get home. Once he comes home, she'll be a little bit calmer, but she's still going to be worried about Chris. He's got a long ride ahead of him. Luckily, it's only one direction. We've got to do the same thing tomorrow, but we've got to do both directions. We got to go down and home all in one day. That's a long-ass day.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be a tired puppy dog. You probably can't wait to get to bed on Saturday night going into Sunday morning.
Well, with any luck, as long as we don't hit any traffic, I'm hoping to be home by 6, 7 o'clock at night, Saturday night. So that's not too bad. I'll be able to get a decent night's sleep and still get up to go to church and have the rest of Sunday to do what I want to do. But, yeah, this is going to be a lost weekend for the most part.
Just left a little room there in case somebody wants to jump in, but I think we're the only two nuts that are out here.
Yeah, probably at 3 in the morning for sure.
Hey, what's up, Keith? I'm still up.
What I mean.
Okay, you doubled with somebody. Who else is in there?
Brian, KC2LZ. I'm still up.
Don't you work?
No, I work a little bit. I don't work at night, but I work late, so I don't go until late. But I just end up staying home.
Oh, okay, very good. Where'd you say you're located again? I know I asked you the first time you came on.
Oh, the Howe in New York.
Where?
The Howe in New York.
Okay, are you a member of WECA by any chance?
No, I'm not a member, but it's right, I can see it from behind my house.
That's a good repeater for you to be a member of. Probably hit it with an HT with no problem on low power. All right, over to you, Rocky, KD2BOR, N1LU.
KD2BOR, that Val Howe, is that the 130 machine, Brian?
What, the WECA of it? Is that what you're talking about, WECA? I forgot the frequency.
It's 060, Rocky, 060.
Yeah, they got to like 220 and a 440.
Oh, that's right. I got the 060. It's right next to this one into my radio. Golly, what's the 130 machine again?
That's the Carmel machine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't remember that.
Another one I used to go on a lot of. The 4065 Mega Machine. It's like right by WECA over there.
think you two guys doubled. Were you in there, Charlie?
A little bit, hold on. Alright, I'm back in 1LU mobile.
What'd you have to do, wait for him?
Oh, well, we came to a stop sign, turning off of Orient Way.